Stand by a second.
I've already got it on. I hope you say yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Houston, you're going to 3.
Okay. Camera and taking pictures there. We'd like to go around look at that cosmic ray and take a picture of it and read off the temple label.
Yeah, I already took a picture of it.
Okay, we're going to need a temple label reading.
Okay, I'll go read the temp. You want another picture?
No, we don't need another picture. You might comment if there's any dust on it.
No, it's plain as a whistle. And buddy, it is must be high. All of the labels, all three on each side are black. It's over 140.
Okay, we'd like you to take it off and put it on the minus Y strut in the shape.
Put it on the minus Y strut shape. You kind of have to do that.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. While we're waiting for the crew to get the high-gain antenna aligned properly and get the communications reestablished, we would like to report that all continues to go well with Casper, Ken Mattingly in the 26th orbit, and all experiments are working well.
Take my bag off, I'm ready to press. You got a whole bag, I emptied yours in there and it didn't even fill any SRC, so take my bag off and I'll get on with this.
Okay guys, we'd like to switch out the SCVs in the rock box. We'd like to put SCV-5 in there instead of SCV-1.
Tony, I've already emptied SCV-1 in there.
Most of SCV-5 going there too, Houston.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I think I can get them both in there. I'm emptying them in, Tony.
Good show.
Okay, Tony, like we planned, I'm just emptying them into that.
Okay.
And it packs easier that way.
Boy, all the crew, you are dusty.
Thank you, John.
Say again?
I said thank you.
Okay.
And Charlie, we'll need your frame count sometime.
Okay. Okay, Houston going to reset on a far UV.
And John, we have a new target for you.
Okay, go.
204 azimuth, elevation 26.
Boy, Charlie, you have to watch that battery cable. It's way up in the air around this thing. I don't know what. Check in the azimuth, Houston.
204.
Now you keep tipping out your first number.
Roger, that's azimuth 204, elevation 26.
Okay. Okay, Houston, this thing is getting tighter and tighter and turning in asthma. I bet you it ain't going to make it much longer. Okay, 204 and 26.
Sounds good.
Okay, it may see a little limb there, Houston. That's what you want. We'll leave it there.
Okay, and we'd like you to go, John, we'd like you to go to intermediate on your cooling.
Yeah, okay. You gotta move the cosmic ray. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, right now. Okay, Tony, we got all the rocks that we collected except for a couple of biggies into the SRC, over.
Outstanding, Charlie. The reason for putting those others in there is they wanted the soils in the SRC.
Yeah. White ring, right, Tony?
White wing, that's right.
Dog, you. And you know, I said the battery covers weren't going to get dusty. Houston, I don't know how to tell you this. The cosmic ray unlocks down at the bottom, but it won't unlock up at the top. Which way do I push it or pull it?
It should be a liftoff. Straight up. Correction, straight out.
Okay, that's what it is. Fantastic. Okay, it's setting away from the sun on the minus Y.
Okay, that sounds good.
And Charlie's right, it's up there. Charlie, be careful when you go past the minus Y, okay?
Hey, fellas, we're able to see the Earth with your big eye there.
How about that? Pretty tight, isn't it?
Sure is. Yeah, it looks weird.
Okay. Houston, the way I had to set it to make it stand up against the strut, it's about, I'd say it has an angle of 50 or 60 degrees to the sun. And the sun is shining on the back of it because the strut won't shield it completely, if you know what I mean. The base of it is down in the foot pad, and the top of it is out, sticking out past the strut.
Okay, we copy that, John.
Tony,
and that's no problem, John.
Magazine,
that's
Bravo. Okay. You finished with your pictures, John?
No, I haven't done those yet.
Okay. Tony, my frame count on Magazine Bravo was 120.
Okay, 120.
And I'm helping John load up, I'm doing ETB right now while he's taking pictures.
Okay.
Crosstown F56 at 60, 20 feet.
Charlie, was your magazine Bravo or Golf?
Whatever the one the checklist said.
Okay.
I'll tell you inside. I'm bringing it inside.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I've got all the film, John.
Okay,
all I need, John. All I need is your camera, and the ETB's going over to the Mesa table. And I got a great big rock, a muley. The instant if I take a down sun, I'll have to stand in front of this contraption. You want me to do that? Front of the camera at 3 feet.
I guess if you stand a few feet away from it, it shouldn't be too bad. Move 8 or 10 feet away, though.
Okay, I'll take it at 8 feet. Tony, I take it back. That rock we picked up, the muley is, I was going to say glass crystals, but take that back. Part of it seems to be shocked, and it's a crystalline rock on the inside under all the dust, whatever it is.
Okay, fine. We'll take it.
It was black?
That's fine. We'll take it.
Okay. Can I drop... dropped it onto the strut, part of it broke off, I'm sorry. Okay, tidy mesa blankets, I've done that, big rocks, I've done. I'm ready to clean EMUs and stow antennas.
Okay, where does my camera go, Charlie?
Right here in the old ETB.
What are we going to do with this thing? Can we throw it away?
Leave it under the, throw it away, it's empty. Pull it straight up, there you go. That crummy thing. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, we'd like to the items that you're transferring up, we'd like to add the pallet one and the Lyle can.
Yes, sir.
Okay, John's frame count is 65.
Okay, 65.
Glad you remember that, Tony.
Just aim to help.
See, that, we have to put that in the pallet, right?
No, yeah, but hold it. I don't want it to drop on the dirt.
All right,
I think I'll put this ETB over. Thanks.
Put the SRC over there, too.
I can do it over the SRC. It's all right, John.
Can?
Yeah. I think we overdid it a little bit on that mesa.
Why does the thing hit the ground? I don't understand that.
Never did in training.
I don't either, Charlie. Maybe we stroked the struts.
Guess maybe you did. It didn't feel like it, though. Nice soft Navy landing.
30 G's.
Hot dog, look at that beauty come out of there. Ha ha!
Right. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Charlie, you can adjust that LEC if you want.
Okay, we will. Why don't you Velcro that down for me, John? John?
Yeah?
But can you Velcro that down for me? Excuse me. There, that's great. Okay, yeah. I guess we got a dust and stow antennas.
What are you fixing to do with all that stuff, Charlie? Don't drop any of it.
Fine, I'm going to put it right on here.
And John, while you're working on Charlie there, we noticed he's got some loose straps on his tool harness. You might get those down and he'll snag them. Okay, it's a cover over the hooks.
Yeah.
This EVA has now been running about 6 hours, 35 minutes. We'd like to get the crew back in within about 16 minutes.
Okay. Okay, turn around, let me check you. Hey, you're okay on this side. Let me check the other side. Got a couple dangling too. Can you bend over, John? Got it. Okay, I've placed the course down to Ford SRC, HEDC, Commander Unload, SCB, Close SRC 1, Mesa Blanket, Big Rocks, ready for the clean EMU.
I think we're ready for that, Charlie. Go get the LaCroix brush.
Okay, I'll go run and get it.
I get it. Let me get it.
Okay.
Look at the birds it is.
And it doesn't feel like work, it's just fun.
Yeah.
No, the only thing tied on me is my hands. Fingers, really.
You'll never get us clean. I think this is the worst. Well, we're going to try it anyway, Charlie. Is it in? Is your overall?
Coming off.
Yeah, it's coming off.
I think a good kick on a strut would be the best thing. Can I suck my water
hand over, Charlie?
Yeah. Tony, be advised that we are not taking any SCBs up. I emptied the SCBs into the SRC.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, we get them all in there, Charlie?
Yeah, okay, all the rocks went in there.
They might put, what are you going to put the big rock in? That might go in an SCB.
What are you going to put the big rock in? Okay, it will.
It won't fit, remember?
No, one of them will. The one I just picked up will. The big one that we picked up out at Flag won't fit.
Okay.
Okay. I got you, Charlie, as soon as I can get you.
Oh, God, guess what I did?
Drop the brush.
Drop the brush.